This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
You're listening to End Time World News right here on RedCircle.com. Go to RedCircle.com/End Time World News. That's RedCircle.com/End Time World News. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Okay, folks, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. If you're just joining us for the first time, a great big welcome. God bless, Merry Christmas, and welcome. End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to uncovering the truth and addressing the issues facing Christians and non-Christians in today's world. For questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Of course, endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And again, my disclaimer here, folks, before we get going, this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Okay, all donations are welcome. If you get something out of today's podcast, folks, please think about donating. We have several different ways you can donate. We have a PayPal, a Cash App, a Venmo, or of course, if you like, you could buy us a cup of coffee. That would be fantastic. Anything you can give with the holidays are always tough here. Anything you can give is greatly appreciated. All of our donations go towards content creations. We keep no profit whatsoever. We do this for the love and joy and glorification of God. We try to and to bring as many people to God through Jesus Christ. So that's what we do. So our podcast is about opening your eyes and letting you know what is going on in the world. And then the ultimate choice is yours, of course. But we always try to enlighten anybody we can and try to save as many people as we can. That is our job. So let's get into it, folks. I got a very interesting article here of the cover. It's dated December 16th, today, 2025. And the headline reads as follows from naturalnews.com. It says as follows: the FDA faces mounting pressure as calls for the black box warning on COVID vaccines intensify. Now, before we dive into this, this is going to be covering COVID quite a bit, the vaccine. And I took a lot of heat for this up north, and a lot of people called me a crackpot. A lot of people called me conspiracy theorist, people in my own family. I love everyone in my own family. I love everyone. And as I'm speaking, my Aunt Rita is struggling, by the way, and I say a prayer on the side for her. She's struggling. She might not make it very much any longer. She has fluid building up in her body. She's home, but hospice is taking care of her, so she'll probably be passing soon. So your prayers are greatly appreciated, folks. But going back to the podcast here, folks, the FDA added as strong a safety alert to COVID, the COVID vaccines, due to mounting evidence of myocarditis, pericarditis, and sudden cardiac death. Through the HHS, dismisses reports on speculation. The internal documents show agencies knew about myocarditis risk in young males by 2021, but withheld warnings while officials like Fauci falsely claim vaccines stop transmission, which is a total, utter lie. And I'll get into that in just a second. Despite zero completed safety trials for pregnant women, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, that is, pushed the universal vaccination. A Pfizer pregnancy trial stalled at 349 participants, yet no warnings were issued for sperm damage, menstrual irregularities, or mRNA in breast milk. And again, the mRNA vaccine, that's not a vaccine at all. What they're doing is they're putting chemicals in you, graphene oxide and different chemicals in you, folks. That's what they're doing. I've been saying that for, where are we at, 2025? I've been saying that for the last four and a half years, that it's poison. It's poison. Don't take the shot. Don't take the shot. Don't take the friggin' shot. If you take the shot, the vaccine is setting you up to die. The vaccine will cause clots. The vaccine will cause strokes, myocarditis, strokes, heart attacks, on and on and on. And people thought I'm absolutely, positively, friggin' batshit crazy. God forgive me for saying that, but that's what people in my own family and people around me. But they're finding out. I have members of my own family in Michigan, different members, cousins, aunts, uncles, sisters, everybody. They took the shot, you know, two, three, you know, some people even four times they took the shot. They're having problems almost near 5 years later, folks. They're having a lot of serious problems. And again, they're having health issues. They're having gross. I have a brother-in-law that I love very much. I won't mention his name because you know who I'm talking about. They sometimes listen to this podcast. But he had a growth on his arm, couldn't get rid of. And then lo and behold, took four shots. They removed the growth surgically. Lo and behold, the growth came back right below the wrist and the forearm. The growth came back. And I tell people, these shots enhance and they bring out all the bad cells, all the bad genes, cancer, anything and everything you can imagine. It kills the good cells in the body and starts growth, a growth pattern of the bad cells. Anyhow, the CDC agency ignored demands to label risks like pulmonary embolism, neurological disorders, and sudden death, dismissing foreign regulators that already had confirmed myocarditis links. The CDH petition to revoke the vaccine licenses gained 101,000 signatures in days. That's incredible, reflecting eroded trust. Critics demanded accountability. Injuries mount, calling the FDA's delay a betrayal of public trust. Now the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, is reportedly considering a black box warning and its most severe safety alert to COVID vaccines, mounting evidence of severe adverse effects, including myocarditis, pericarditis, and sudden cardiac death. According to an unnamed FDA official cited by CNN, Dr. Vinay Prasad, head of the FDA's Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, is spearheading the move. However, the Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS, refused to confirm the report, dismissing it as pure speculation unless formally announced by the FDA. Critics argue a warning is long overdue. A senior research scientist at the Children's Health Defense, that's Carl Jabrowski, I believe, if I'm not pronouncing or mispronouncing his name, the warning should have been in place first with the EUA. These are unsafe products, unfit, universal mandated distributions to the entire population, given widespread censorship and media.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Depression, many physicians and patients remain unaware of the risks that have been downplayed and ignored by federal health officials despite clear safety signals. And I'll pause right there for 10 seconds and digress. You know, God doesn't want you putting poisons in your body that's going to alter the genome. People are like, what is the genome? The genes are what make you the person God made you, folks. That's what the genes are. The genes are very special to the person God made you. This is destroying the mRNA vaccine loaded with graphene oxide and all kinds of other chemicals and poisons in the body are designed to depopulate. I repeat, depopulate, or what that means is eventually depopulate or kill off a population, a certain population or entire population, take out people. Some people on the vaccine, for some people, it will act as a slow kill. People are like, well, what is a slow kill or a soft kill, Eric? Well, I'm going to explain that. The military and secret services have explained this before. And so let me fill you in on that. A soft kill or slow kill, in this case, a soft kill would be, it doesn't kill you right today or tomorrow or the next day. It'll kill you slowly over time. A soft kill will kill you slowly over time. It won't kill you now, maybe a few years from now, but it'll kill you in 5 or 6 or 7 years. That's what a soft kill is. And you'll forget about it. You'll totally forget about it, folks. And once you've forgotten about it, the treatment, the shot, the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, got in your body, did the damage, it killed all the cells. Now you have cancer. Now you've got 6 months to live and you're going to die. And I guarantee you, because I know so many family members up north in Michigan that's taken this shot, and it's just really, really, really sad. You know, you can go from anywhere myocarditis, again, cardiac, stroke, heart attack, to again, you know, dying slowly because it will inflame cancer and cause cancers in your body. It'll cause all kinds of things. The FDA's action follows years of withheld data and deceptive messaging, internal documents obtained by the Freedom of Information Act, or the FOIA, request and reveal that the CDC, FDA, and Pentagon, Pfizer, and Israeli health officials knew about myocarditis risk in young males as early as 2021, yet failed to warn the public. Instead, high-profile figures, and who was at the center of this was a doctor from the CDC at the time, Director Rochelle Walensky, and then, of course, asserted that the vaccinated people do not carry the virus. These misleading statements contradicted the FDA's own admission that the vaccines were never proven to stop transmission, fueled public confusion, and unwarranted mandates. And again, no, ignored risks and suppressed data. The FDA's response followed multiple investigations and vaccine-related deaths, including ongoing probe into 10 child fatalities post-vaccination December 2023. There were 38,913 deaths reported in the Vaccine Adverse Report System, or VAERS. Throughout, the experts estimate the true toll is much higher. The chronic underreporting of a recent 2022 REACT audit found that one-third of the COVID vaccine injuries were deleted, never published, raising serious concerns about transparency. Despite the red flags, folks, pushing the vaccines, even for pregnant women, zero completed safety trials at the time of authorization. Pfizer trial for a pregnant woman initially planned for 4,000 participants, and it stalled out at 349, yet the CDC still recommended universal vaccination. Studies have linked since the shots decreased sperm counts, menstrual irregularities, and mRNA detected in milk, finding omitted from official labeling. And again, that's the FDA's double standard, folks. And I can go on and on and on for hours and hours. But folks, it's that time. If you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, and if you haven't asked him into your life, this is the time to ask Jesus Christ into your life. Time is short. We don't know what's going on. here in the world, all kinds of crazy things. Again, as I just completed this episode discussing some COVID issues, what's going on. We have troops down in Venezuela. All kinds of stuff is going on. They're trying to censor everything and everybody. As usual, politics, the left, the right, I give up on that. Just believe in God. That's where it's at. It's not in politics. I hate to say this. You know, you can believe in this person or that hero, this Hollywood actor or that Hollywood actress. That's not where it's at, folks. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ, here's a prayer, and I'm asking you to give your life to Jesus Christ right now. Here's a simple prayer. It'll only take just a minute or two, folks. Pray this out loud. Here we go. Dear God, I come to you admitting that I'm a sinner. I believe that your Son, Jesus, died on the cross to take away my sin. I also believe he rose from the dead and can be justified and made righteous through faith in him. Jesus, I choose you. I ask that you fill me with your power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for saving me. Amen. Congratulations. Welcome to the family of God. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, please let me know, folks. Let me know if you prayed that prayer. I'll also pray for you. You can always reach me at, and feel free to email me anytime at endtimeworldnews@proton.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com, folks. And that's it. And then just a suggestion, find yourself a good church, folks. And when you find yourself a good church, get yourself a holy Bible and start studying. We're in the book of Revelation or towards the end time, but it doesn't matter. Just start studying the Bible. The first chapter of Genesis, middle chapter of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, wherever you want to go, or the end times. We're in the book of Revelations already. We're in the mark of the beast. We're in the very, very end here, folks. Whatever. Just get yourself a Bible, start studying, find yourself a church, and the most important thing before we conclude here, folks, get baptized. Please, please, please get baptized, folks. And that baptism signifies the resurrection, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's what that signifies. And that's very important too, folks. Very, very important. That's it. Thank you for joining us today, folks. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Folks, Merry Christmas. God bless you. Have a Happy New Year. And thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. God bless you, folks. Stay tuned for more. That's it. Good night.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.